There's a lot. There's a lot. Parshas Ki Tse'etse, we know, has more mitzvahs than any other single parsha b'chal haTorah kula. You have Achrimos Kedoshim that together compete, but Ki Tse'etse has 12% of the Torah's mitzvahs in this one parsha. 74 mitzvahs in one parsha, so it's loaded up, and there are only 110 psukim, so you know that you have a lot of mitzvahs. Every other pasuk, you got a mitzvah. You got two mitzvahs in every three psukim, something like that. So we're going to talk about two mitzvahs tonight that are both applicable, b'zman hazeh. They both apply b'zman hazeh. One is more exotic than the other, although ironically enough, it's not supposed to be exotic at all. There are people who pay other people to find them the opportunities to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And the other mitzvah is a mitzvah that halachically applies, and could be there are more circumstances than you would actually think about, that we have to put up a makkah, that halachically we're obligated to put up a fence over certain high areas on top of our home, even inside our home. But we're not going to look at it from a halachic perspective tonight, although maybe we'll touch upon one ha'ara when it comes to Shiluach HaKein. So we know that it's Perek Chav Beis, Psukim Vav through Zayin, just two psukim, right before Shlishi, page 1050, 1051 in the Stone Chumash, that the Torah tells us, Ki Yikarei Kan Tzipar Lefanecha, when it happens that there's a bird nest in front of you when you're on the way, right? And you want to take the chicks, you want to take the eggs, V'ayim Rovetzetz Al HaFrochim Wal HaBeitzim, and the mother is sitting, she's nesting on top of the chicks or the eggs, you cannot take the aim al abanim, but rather shalech to shalech es aim, send away the mother bird, ves abanim tikach loch, and then you can take the chicks, leman yitav loch v'harach to yomim, that it'll be good for you, and you'll have length of days. So Rashi here has a famous, famous comment. The Rashi's comment on Pasuk Zion in the right column below in Rashi's, two-thirds of the way down, he points out, Leman yitav loch im mitzvah kala, she'en bach yisarun kis amra Torah leman yitav loch v'arach de yomim, that if you have this very light, easy mitzvah that doesn't have any financial loss involved in it, the Torah says that it's going to be good for you and it's going to give you length of days, kal v'chomer lematan tzcharen shel mitzvahs chamuros, then we can make a kal v'chomer, the logical inference, is the great reward that will be for the difficult mitzvahs, for the heavy mitzvahs, right? This is a Sifri, this is a Gemara in Chulin, and this is a famous idea that Shiluach HaKein is such an easy mitzvah, and yet the Torah tells us, look at the reward. So many Mefarshim wonder, is this really such an easy mitzvah? Aren't there other mitzvahs that are easier, right? Isn't, let's say, Kriya Shema easier? Shema Yisrael, right? We teach our little kids Shema. Isn't that an easy mitzvah? What does it mean that Shiluach HaKein is an easy mitzvah? So there is a halachic aspect to this that I think some people, you know, it's a machlokes achronim. You know, the Chazon Ish certainly is not a fan of those people who pay others to find them the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. I know, Alpi Kabbalah, everyone should try and do the mitzvah once, but the Chazon Ish says that if you don't want the chicks, if you don't want the eggs, could be an Isser Daraisa of Tzar Balei Chayim. Mamish. What does it mean that it's an Itzvah Kala? And that's what Chazon Ish says. That's why people ask me in the community. I said, do you want the chicks? Do you want the eggs? I said, I don't know. Go ask the Mekubal rather than you asking me. I don't think you should do it. I think halachically it's very problematic. But the whole idea of a Mitzvah Kala, it's very easy. It just happens that you come upon a nest and you want to take the chicks or the eggs. So what do? It's very easy. It's very easy to shoo away a bird, right? There's no real effort involved, right? Easier than shooing away a cat. Well, certainly a cat in Israel as opposed to American cats. Okay, we're not going to get into the different types of cats. Remember those cats in Israel?
Yeah,
right, those are intense. Those are intense cats. But the idea that to just shoo away the mother bird, it takes another shoo, right? Just you stamp your foot, the bird flies away, and then you take the chicks, then you take the eggs. It's very easy. It's on the way. Shema, you might be involved in something. You have to be able to focus your kavana to be able to say Shema properly. Kabbalah sol malchus shemaim. There's a mitzvah that mamish just on the way. Just mamish the easiest thing to do, and the Torah says you get such rewards. But I think the fact that it's so easy there's another message from this mitzvah that's actually the next Rashi. It's not, and it's on the next mitzvah, because the mamash, the next mitzvah. What's the next mitzvah? Pasuk Ches, ki sivne ba'is chadash. When you build a new house, v'asisa ma'ake le'gagecha. Right? And you will make a ma'ake, you'll make a fence for your roof. V'losasim dam v'vesecha, and there won't be any serious injury in your house. Ki ipal ha'nofel mimeno, when the nofel will fall from it. So again, that's a very strange lashon. Ki ipal ha'nofel mimeno, when the one who's going to fall will fall from it. Okay, that has a lot of different interpretations. Maybe we'll get to just one of them tonight. But look at Rashi on this Pasuk, Pasuk Ches. And I think this is a more important Rashi, certainly for us at this time of year. Yes, on the level of schar, level of reward, Shiluach HaKein, such an easy mitzvah. Mamash, you're just walking along, you want the chicks, you want the eggs. Shoo, shoo bird, right? Stamp your foot, goes away. Easy, mamash, that was the mitzvah. And the Torah says it'll be good for you, varachtiyam. But look at this mitzvah. Look at this Rashi. Ki sivna ba'is chadosh, im kiyamta mitzvah shiluach hakein, sovcha livnos ba'is chadosh, v'skayi mitzvahs ma'ke, shem mitzvah goreres mitzvah. V'sagi ala kerem, v'sadu l'begodim noam, l'kach nismuchu parshios halalu. So there are two ways to understand what Rashi is telling us, that if you do this mitzvah of shiluach hakein, then eventually you'll have the opportunity to build a new house and put up a maket, put up a fence, and then you'll be able to have a field and nice clothing and so many of the mitzvahs. Why? Because mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Some people mistakenly think it's telling us that it's the reward. No. It's not telling us a reward. There's nothing to do with the last Rashi. Laman yitav lach, laman harach de yom, that's going to be good for you in long life. No. That's not what Rashi's saying. The yisod here of Rashi is a mitzvah goreres mitzvah. What does this mean? It's such a beautiful idea. Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this is teaching us that the neshama of a Jew just connects with the one mitzvah, a mitzvah kala. It's the easiest mitzvah, and what does it do? It's able to draw your neshama to more mitzvahs. And this is a very important idea when we come to this time of year. Because we know this time of year, and we'll get to this shortly from a different perspective, that people try to ramp things up, right? We try to step up during these days. Of course, we know during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the Shulchan Aruch already brings the minhag of being makbid on Pas Yisrael. During the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and the whole question, which cereals do you have to worry about? Cheerios, Stella Doro cookies, all those issues of Pas Yisrael that you have to be concerned about. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that look at what happens from mitzvah kala, from such an easy mitzvah, like Shiluach HaKein, the neshama of a Jew is so sensitive, it's so spiritually attuned, even without you realizing it, that when you do a mitzvah, even such an easy mitzvah, your neshama is going to be drawn. Your neshama is going to be drawn towards other mitzvahs. And that's a lesson the Lubavitcher Rebbe is telling us. And of course, this is one of the yesodos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's shlichus, right? Meaning telling people, just get a woman to light candles, get a guy to put on the phone. Because you have no idea what one mitzvah will do. One mitzvah, how it could draw a neshama to a different place. We spoke about that a little bit Shabbos morning, the connection between the arm and the mind, the idea that na'aseh v'nishma, that so often in Judaism we see, it, of course we have to appreciate the mitzvahs and we should take time to think about the mitzvahs. But so much of Torah, so much of sensitizing ourselves and returning to Hashem is of course just doing, right? That's what this is telling us. That's what Slavavitcher Rebbe is telling us. How a mitzvah kala, Rashi's telling us, a mitzvah kala can bring you, mitzvah goreres mitzvah, can bring you so many other opportunities to do. And that's why Judaism is, of course, so much about philosophy, but really more it's a religion of deed. It's a religion of how you act. How many things does a Jew have to believe? They're the Yud Gimel Ikarim. We're not going to get into a whole shiur or a whole lecture. How many Ikarim really are there? What are the Ikarim? What, right? But we know in Judaism, so much of it is just do it. And this we spoke about a little bit Shabbos morning. And this is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. Because we're so spiritually attuned that when you do a mitzvah, it draws other things. And this is, of course, how we try to be mechanech children. Just to get them to doing things. it draws them in further and further and connects to the neshama. Obviously, there are certain things that have to come with a level of understanding. And if it's only when they do it just as little kids and they don't, expand the appreciation and how they do it and the meticulousness, so then it could, you have to, we all know from our phones, you have to upgrade, right? You have to upgrade, like you just said. Right? Did you upgrade the Zoom? We have to upgrade our Torah observance. So we have to upgrade our mitzvah observance. But never underestimate the power of a single mitzvah. That's what this is telling us. Even a mitzvah kavod. That's why I think it's more important the second Rashi than the first. The first Rashi came about rewards, that even such a mitzvah kala, such rewards, alachas kama v'kama, the mitzvah chamurus. And that's good, and it's important for us to know, but we know that we're not like avadim hamshamshin etzarav al menas l'kabel pras. We're not here to serve Hashem for the purpose of getting rewards. We're here to build a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, to be davik to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the second Rashi is telling us, that even this mitzvah kala, mitzvah goreris mitzvah, one mitzvah draws to another mitzvah. And what mitzvah do we come to from this mitzvah kala? We come to the mitzvah kisivna bais chadash vasisa ma'akel gagecha. So there are three different things to focus on when we come to this mitzvah of ma'akeh. And by the way, the mitzvah of ma'akeh absolutely is applicable today. Most of the time, we don't really think about it because we don't go up to our roofs, right? Back in the day, the roof of a building, a roof of a home, was something where people did things all the time. I mean, in Israel today also, in certain communities, of course, you have the top apartment in the building. That's the best because you get the roof rights, right? That with buying the apartment, you have the rights to use your roof. But most homes, you're not using a roof. Right, you don't use the roof, you don't go up there. If theoretically you would go up there, halachically you'd have to put on a makkah. And so what's this mitzvah about? So of course, on one very simple level, v'sisa makkah l'gagecha, we could certainly go in one direction that I do not want to go into, about responsibility and health and whatnot, because everything is a political statement. Everything is just like crazy in olam adimyonos, in olam it's crazy. We're here just to learn Torah. We're here to learn Torah. And if you think this has anything to do with Torah, everything that's going on, you're crazy. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. But kisivna bayis chadash vasisa makel legagecha. So on one level, I think it was the Rebbe Riatz, one of the Lubavitch Rebbes, points out kisivna bayis chadash. What does this mean? What does this mean, dafka, when you're building a new house? What do you mean? When you buy a house, there's no mitzvah putting up a gag? Putting up a makkah? Of course there is. So what does it mean, kisivna bayis chadash? So he says a beautiful Torah, that this mitzvah is really all about our mission in the world. And it's telling us how to live life in this world. What does that mean? What's the purpose of this world? I mean, you're like, really? Sunday night, I'm exhausted. This is what you're throwing out at us? Those that are on Zoom are so happy they're not here. I'm not putting you on the spot, right? No, but really, what's the purpose of this world? You know what the purpose of this world? I'll tell you very simply. The purpose of this world is to make a makom dira betachtonim for the Ribono Shel Olam, to make a place for God to dwell in this world. That's what we're doing here. That's the purpose of existence, to create a makom dira for Hashem here in this world. And we're supposed to create a makom dira for Hashem inside in each and every one of us, right? V'shachanti b'selcham, right? In our homes, in our shuls. This is what we're doing here. We're supposed to be creating sacred space in this world. And that is our tafkid. So, Zokt, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chosigin Aleinu, Kisivna Bayis Chadash. When you're building that new house, Vasisa Makeh L'Gagecha, you have to build a makeh for your roof. V'losasim Damim B'Veisecha Ki'ipal Hanofel Mimena. You're going to fall. You know why you're going to fall? Because inherent in trying to build a makom dira b'tachtonim is, what do you have to do? You have to get involved in gashmias. It means being part of this world. Judaism doesn't believe our holiest people are totally separate from this world. Right? I think at one time, did I share this recently? I don't know where I mentioned this. When I was asked once in the barber shop, Rabbi, how is Judaism different than Christianity? Right? So one of the things I said is, we don't believe our holiest people are separate from the world, meaning the priests and the nuns, they're married to God. And, our greatest rabbis had wives, had kids, owned property. Priests and nuns, they don't own anything. everything's a church. They have homes. Ramosha had an apartment on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, probably worth a lot more now than when Ramosha lived in it, right? But this is something that Kisivna Bayis Chadash, when you're building the Bayis Chadash that only you could build for the Ribono Shel in this world, Vasisa Makeh L'Gagecha, you have to make a makeh. You have to put up a fence. Kiipol Hanofel Nina, because you're going to fall. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles, Sheva Yipol HaTzadik, the Tzadik falls. That's Mishlei. That's Mishlei. In Koheles, this is Ein Tzadik Baritza Sheyasa Tovalo Yechta. Right? That's Mishlei. Sheva Yipol HaTzadik, that the Tzadik falls. The Tzadik, the great righteous people. Tzadik is the one that, why do we call him a Tzadik? Tzedek, we spoke about it last week's parasha. Tzedek means just. What does Tzadik do? They use this world in the way that it's meant to be used. They justify existence. That's why they're called the tzaddik and the tzaddikis. So even the tzaddik, keep an eye for many, you're going to fall. So that's why, what do you need? You need a makeh. What's the purpose of this makeh, according to the Rebbe? That in the process of building the makom dira for the Eibishter, in creating this sacred space here in this lower world, you have to have a makeh. You have to have guardrails. You have to have protection up. You have to know that you can easily get lost building the Bayis Chadash. You can get totally lost. And we spoke about this at the Pirkei Avos Shir on Shabbos, on the mission of Pas B'melech Tochel V'mayim B'mishorot Tishte V'Lartz Tishon. And that the Lubavitcher Rebbe says is a huge challenge that we have to know. Ki Sivna Bayis Chadash, you have to build that Makeh. Ki Balan Ofel, because anyone who's involved in Olam Hazeh struggles and falls. That's part of the process of creation, of building a place for God here in this world. And we have to just make sure that we have our guardrails. We have to have our makeh. And for everyone, that's something else. Obviously, to a certain degree, the Torah is supposed to act as that makeh. Something we spoke about a number of years ago, an idea from Rav Henoch Leibovitz, the Rosh Hashiva from Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chiddush Sheoliv in last week's parsha, that the Torah itself is the guidebook. The Torah is instruction. So the Torah is supposed to create that makeh for us. Vasisa makeh legagecha. This mitzvah is symbolic of all of mitzvahs, essentially. That it's all the makeh, making sure that we don't fall off. However, there's also a different approach. Kisiv nebayis chadash, and this is for sure from the Rebbe Riatz. Kisiv nebayis chadash, what does that mean? It doesn't necessarily mean the broader idea of creating a makom dira for Hashem in this world, but kisiv nebayis chadash. Whenever you're taking a new step in life, whenever you're going in a new direction, you're taking something on new, a new trajectory, which of course, I hope we all are, right? This is Elul. This is the time of year when we're supposed to be thinking about what are the news trajectories. V'asisa makeh l'gagecha. And we're doing this because we want what? L'gagecha. We want to raise ourselves up. The Gag is the highest place, right? We want to raise ourselves up. Understand, if you want that Bayis Chadash, if you want that new trajectory, that new path that you're taking in life, v'asisa makeh l'gagecha. You have to have a makeh. And what does this mean? The Rebbe Riatz said, this is the idea of a Kabbalah at the beginning of the year. This is the idea. What?
That's a Peterman thing, that you always take a Kabbalah.
Oh, Kabbalah, for sure. He says for everything. He says for everything. But Dafka, at the beginning of the year, the idea is a Kabbalah. Rav Schachter often points out that we really learned this from Yaakov Avinu. Right? We learned this from Yaakov Avinu. He was the first one that, what did he do when he was in a makom ben eis tzara, about to go out to Lavan? He tells Hashem, listen, you're with me? I'll give you ma'aser mikol. What does that mean? Whenever you're in eis tzara, you should accept upon yourself to do something extra. Right? Yom Noram is an eis tzara. Yom Noram is an eis tzara. It's a time of distress. We're all, as Rav Soloveitchik said, the religious life is not the life of serenity and calm. The religious life is fraught with pitfalls and catharsis and struggle and paradox and ruts of a show of running forth and retreating, right? Yeah, it's an eis tzara. There's a certain distress that we feel, mimamakim kirasich Hashem, from the deepest place, from the depths, and from the deepest place of ourselves, we call out. But when you're trying to build that Bayis Chadash, when you're looking at Tav Shin Pei Beis and you're thinking, this is the Bayis Chadash that I'm going to build, Vasisa Makeh, you have to add on something else, the Rebbe Riat said. You have to take on something that is not required, mi'ikar hadin hitaimas. And this is, again, this is a different level, meaning first, pshat v'sisim ha'ke l'gagecha, is all of existence. We're all here to build a bayis chadash for the Eibishter. Meaning, Shari has to build her bayis chadash, you have to build your bayis chadash, yours, mine. We all have our bayis chadash that we have to build. That's ourselves, that's our families, that's our shul. We all have a responsibility. Bechlal u'befrat. In the general, but also certainly in the detailed, in the minutia that we have it. But now, kisiv nabayis chadash, tafshin pei beis, the new year when we want to build great things, v'sisa ma'ke l'gagecha. You have to make sure that you have a ma'ke, that you take something on for yourself that is not required me'ikar hadin, but like he would say, by the hidurei mitzvah. By the hidurei mitzvah, that is the ma'ke, that's the protector. Why do you take on a hidur mitzvah? Because what is a hidur all about? What's a hidur mitzvah? Something to beautify the mitzvah. It's not required, but to show that I really want to go for this. I want to go further. I want to go more. And so that's what the Rebbe Riatz, the Friedrich Rebbe says, Zuchus Yigimelim, Kisivna Ba'ez Chadash, Vasisa Makila Gagecha, that you have to take on, you have to think about what are the Hiduri Mitzvah that you want to accept. And this makes a lot of sense, the minhag of taking on Pas Yisrael, although not for Lubavitchers, because they hold you have to do it Me'ikar HaDin, right? But to take something on, that's why, you know, I often say, and I still stand by it, that you know, more than people being nizhar on Pas Yisrael, be nizhar on Lashon Hara. You know what I'm saying? Halavai, we should be nizhar, not speak a word of Lashon Hara during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then chas v'shalom to eat a Stella Dora Swiss fudge cookie. You know what I mean? But the Rebbe Riatz is saying, of course, I'm sure he wouldn't disagree with that. But he's saying there's also the maila to go beyond in terms of a hiddur, to take on a hiddur at the beginning of a year. And the Kabbalah, the things that you can hold on to. You know, we spoke about that in learning in Musar 2 weeks ago. You know, Rabbi Nachman says, oh, and Drasha also, and Eli had a Rabbi Nachman on him, and he found it, that you're supposed to, Rabbi Nachman says, you know, learning starts learning two halachas a day to Shulchan Aruch. That's it. So we'll learn what little things, but you're going to hold on to. And that's the Kabbalah. A Kabbalah is something that you don't have to do, but you do it as a makkah, to show, this is what I'm going to do, Tashin Pei Beis, and this is going to show that this is really what I want, and this is something extra. You know, and again, everyone can think about what it is that they want, what it is that they're going to do, their little Kabbalah. Yeah. There's so many that you could choose from. Anyone's one specific, call me up. We could choose about a specific Kabbalah. But yeah, I had one last year for learning, and this year I'm trying to work on something else, a different Kabbalah, you know, something a little bit different. But that's a makkah. That reminds us, I want a bayis chadash. I want to be different. I want something new. I want to grow further and further. That's why makkah l'gagecha, for the roof. But then we come to a third pshat. And this third pshat is specifically the danger of the roof, the danger in aspiration. And what does this mean? And here Lubavitcher Rebbe says, it's very interesting, because kisivne bayis chadash v'sisa makkah l'gagecha. So on one hand, we said in the first pshat, right, is that when you're building in this physical world, you have to understand you're going to get down and dirty. You have to create a framework in which you're going to build this bayis, that you yourself are going to be protected. But then he says the gag is the top, right? The gag is the rosh, is where everything comes from. And he says, when it comes to ruchnius, don't we say about Yehoshaphat? Right now, because of Amari Stadmeyer, everyone knows who Yehoshaphat was, right? Yehoshaphat was one of the Malchi Yehuda, about whom in Divrei Hayamim. What? And from Nachim. Oh, okay, Sharon, not everyone's. Halavai, Sharon. But I think more people know from Amari Stadmeyer that there was someone named Yehoshaphat, you know? So Yehoshaphat is the one about whom in Divrei Hayamim Beis, it says, Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. That his heart was lifted up. Yigba libo b'darchei Hashem. He was back, a throwback to David HaMelech. He was a throwback king. And he was removing the Bamos and the Ashtaros and the Baal. And he brought about incredible, incredible wave of tshuva, Yehoshaphat. So, v'yigba libo b'darchei Hashem, we know the Gemara in Sota, that the Rambam quotes that a Talmud Chacham should have a shmini shebishminis of gaiva, should have 1/64 of arrogance. Meaning, when it comes to Judaism, we have to be a shtickle arrogant and high. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, yes, but to a point. You have to be very careful that even in our spiritual aspirations, there has to be a makel gagecha. Even in terms of our spiritual growth, we have to be careful. We have to be careful that it doesn't come at certain costs, that it doesn't come without us recognizing chas v'shalom, the effect that it could have on others. And this is something that even when you're building the bayis chadosh and you have the gag, the top, right, the pinnacle that you look up to, that's supposed to inspire, understand there has to be a makkah even there. And he points out that if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, based on the Mishnah, Maseches Midos, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, guess what it says? It said that on top of the Heichal, you know what it had? It had a makkah. In the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash. On the top of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a fence. Why did you need a fence on the top of the Beis HaMikdash? Right? You needed a fence on the top of the Beis HaMikdash because even there, even when it came to spiritual things, you had to be very, very careful there was a fence. That even when it comes to those things, chas v'shalom, God forbid, a person can go too far and could cause a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous churban from that. And so this is something that when we talk about two mitzvahs, two simple mitzvahs, shiluach hakein, right? And the ma'akeh, they're obviously deep Torahs about the neshama of a Jew being so sensitive that every mitzvah can have an effect, about what we're supposed to be doing here and the protection that we need for ourselves, building a new year for ourselves, the Kabbalahs, as you said, the Ramaylach talks about also the Kabbalahs, but as the Rebbe Riyat said, the Friedrich Rebbe said, that specifically in Hidurei mitzvah we should try. Not that we're going to be more nizer in a regular halacha, but that we're going to go a little bit extra. Dafka when it comes to a hiddur, and even, of course, when it comes to spiritual matters, we have to have that makkah. We have to be very careful not to go overboard and not to chas v'shalom belittle, and spiritual hubris could be a very, very dangerous thing. There are some other things that we wanted to talk about today, okay? Bez Shem, but we're not going to. But there's one thing that we have to go back to, and we talk about this every year, twice a year. Why do we talk about it twice a year? Because we lane it at the Shabbos before Purim every year. Zachar, the end of this week's parsha, page 1066. The Maftir Zachar Es Asher Asulcha Malik Baderach Betzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. There are actually three mitzvahs according to the count of the Rambam in this small paragraph. Three psukim, three mitzvahs in this small paragraph. Now we're not going to say what they are, but don't worry. But if you were, and also if a person wasn't in Shul and Parsha Zachar to try and come to the Shabbos, already check the weather. The Shabbos is supposed to be very nice, not too hot. It's supposed to be very pleasant. So it's maybe we'll have another reading of Zachar. We'll have to see if there's an interest in that. But here, Zachar is Asher Asolcha Malch B'derech B'tzeis Chamim Mitzrayim. So we know what the lesson of Amalek is. And it's something that we have to remind ourselves, especially at the beginning of a year and at the close of a year. And what is that? Asher Karcha B'derech. That the power of Amalek is to get us to cool off. The power of Amalek is to dim our spiritual passion. And that's something that, you know, we come here Sunday night, we're exhausted. Like, when's camp over? When's school starting? When's work? When's Rosh Hashanah? Like, hello, Rosh Hashanah, right? You're right upon us. It feels like a marathon, doesn't it? I feel like we're just like, well, we're done. I mean, it was so funny. Someone on Shabbat said to me, Rabbi, you got all your rushes for the high holidays ready? I'm like, ha. That's funny. He said, really? I'm like, listen, I have a theme that I want to work on. But between now and high holidays, do you know how many times the world can change? I was about to say, I'm going to write my four drushes, and then guess what? Then I'm going to have to throw them all out, and I'm going to have to come up with something else, right? You can imagine, unfortunately. But this is always, why is this the Kriya Satara that's Darai? So we spoke about this before Purim, but especially now, before Yom Naran. Again, and it's before Purim, and it's before Pesach, and it's now before Yom Naran. This is all about, we have to remove the Amalek in our heart. We have to try and find that spiritual passion. The Amalek that tells us, what are you going to try and do? You really think you're going to have an exciting Elul? We're just limping through Elul just to get the kids to school and just we'll collapse into Rosh Hashanah. Chas v'shalom. That's a malik. That's the koach of a malik. What we have to do is we have to try to find passion. We have to try and hold on to this time of El. We know that there are tzaddikim who say that every hour in El has a potential for like a whole year. There are tzaddikim that didn't waste a second of El. That this is a month when, according to the Arizal, that the Yidgum and Midas HaRachim are shining the entire month. It starts on Rosh Chodesh El, and they shine all the way until Me'ilah. And at Me'ilah, they close. And that's what they say, why this is such an amazing opportunity, this month of El, for tshuva, for coming close to Hashem. But as we said on Shabbos, the importance of the connection between the arm and the mind, that yes, of course, in Judaism, we have to do, but we have to appreciate, we have to think, we have to be misponein, and we have to recognize the chashivas of our avodah. We have to recognize that we are building a bayis chadash. Everyone here is a bayis chadash. And what we're doing is so chaviv lamakom, is cherished to the Ribbono Shalom. And we should be zoche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to get nachas from us, and Be'ezus Hashem will build a beautiful, beautiful home for him. Shkoyach. Have a good week, everyone. Have a great week.